Again,
for more than 10 times,
讲基督徒感情的圣化。
We want to talk about how emotions can be sanctified and made holy.
基督教与所有宗教有一个很最大的本质的不同。
There is a big difference in essence between Christianity and all other faiths.
就是基督徒因为信成为圣徒。
And that is the Christian becomes saints because of faith.
保罗说，我写信给哥林多教会里面上帝的圣徒。
The Apostle Paul wrote to the saints of the Corinthian church.
按地位而论，我们已经分别为圣。
In other words, based on our status, we have been sanctified and set aside.
按地位而论，我们是分别为圣的人。
We are people that have been set aside as holy.
我们是被洁净、被圣化的子民。
We are people that have been cleansed, have been made holy.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are people that have been chosen.
是圣洁的子民。
A holy people.
是从罪人变成圣徒领受新生命的人。
We are people who became saints from being a sinner, receiving the new life from God.
我们在上帝的圣洁的本性上有份。
And so we partake in the holiness of God.
所以上帝说你们的一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
And so God said that we are to be holy in everything that we do.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我呼召你们的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Because the God that has called us is a holy God.
我已经有好几次从这个讲台讲出一句很重要的话语。
From this pulpit, I have said many times an important sentence.
许多恩赐可以学的。
We can imitate a lot of gifts.
外面可以像那些有恩赐的人。
Superficially, we can look as if we are spiritual gifts.
许多恩赐可以模仿的。
We can imitate a lot of talents.
我们可以外表像那些有恩赐的人。
From the surface, we may look as if we are spiritual.
但是有一件事是绝对没有办法模仿。
But there's one thing that cannot be imitated.
就是圣洁。
That is holiness.
是这件事魔鬼没有办法冒充上帝。
In this matter, Satan cannot imitate God.
因为上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Only God is holy.
圣洁是上帝的本质。
Holiness is an attribute of God.
圣洁是上帝的本性。
It is a nature of God.
圣洁也是上帝救赎人所要达到的一个新的地位的本质。
It is the essence of what God wants us to have once we are saved.
圣洁又是神的命令。
Holiness is also a command of God.
圣洁是人侍奉蒙悦纳的最基本的条件。
It is the fundamental reason why we are pleasing to God.
你们要成为圣洁，合乎主用。
You are to be holy, to be suitable for Him to use.
人不圣洁，不能见上帝。
If we are not holy, we cannot see God.
而上帝管教我们，只要我们在他的圣洁上有份。
The Lord will chastise us that we may have a part in His holiness.
这样的基督教跟所有的宗教在本质上有很大的不同。
So we see a fundamental difference between Christianity and all other faiths.
神要我们达到圣徒的地位。
The Lord wants us to be saints.
他要我们有成圣的生活。
And He wants us to lead holy lives.
使我们整个的生命生活分别为圣，归于上帝。
That our entire life may be given to Him.
他们在他圣洁的国度里面。
And in His holy kingdom.
宣扬他的救恩。
We will proclaim His gospel.
高举救恩的杯。
And lift up the cup of salvation.
别人与我们一同得到福音的好。
That others will share in the goodness of gospel.
基督教一不注重圣洁的时候，就失去了长子名分同应当有的见证。
And so when Christians do not place emphasis in holy living, we have lost the status of the firstborn.
基督徒守住圣洁的时候
，But when a Christian leads holy life,
我们的能力是人可以反对，但没办法抵挡。
We would have a power that may be opposed but cannot be overturned.
当一个传道人过圣洁生活的时候
，When a preacher leads a holy life,
他很清楚知道神是与他同在。
He will be clear that the Lord is with him.
当一个人在圣洁中间生活的时候
，When we live holy life,
人因为他的圣洁产生一种莫名其妙的惧怕。
People will have this awful fear about him.
然后他们就因他更懂得怎样敬畏上帝。
And because of him, they will know how to fear God.
所以圣洁是我们每个人应当要追求的。
Therefore, holiness is something we all ought to seek after.
圣经说你们要追求圣洁。
The Bible says you are to seek for holiness.
叫做我们应当渴慕，应当真心，应当努力，付代价。去过一个圣洁的生活。
It means that we ought to seek after, we ought to pay the price and live a holy life.
圣洁的地位是白白赐给我们的。
And this status has been given to us freely.
圣洁 得胜的人才知道,
but a holy life comes from a victorious version.
得救是白白的,
salvation may be free.
得胜是有付代价的,
but victory has to be for price.
得救完全是恩典,
salvation comes from grace.
得胜恩典再加上我们顺从的努力,
but victory comes from grace plus our submission to God.
所以我盼望这十多堂关于圣洁 这个感情的事情,
I do pray that for the theme of sanctified emotions, this will help us to live our Christian life in a greater depth. Every time we mention the word holy upon the pulpit, there will be a natural reaction from your heart.
这些观念呢，因为你不同的宗派、不同的宗教都有一些不同的这个角度。
And because different denominations have different angles looking at this issue,
圣洁这个观念在别的宗教里面跟基督教是完全不一样。
The understanding of sanctification would differ from faith to faith.
反正也属于宗教性质的宗教团体。
A religious organization,
which is so religious,
which is starting religion,
他们就把圣洁当作是一种就凛然不可侵犯的警戒来看待。
They will consider holiness as something that is beyond the normal human being.
但在基督教，特别是我们的这复原宗的系统里面，
but in Christianity, especially in the Reform understanding,
圣洁观念常常比较偏向行为跟道德的问题。
Holiness is often constrained between ethics and actions.
当我们讲这个人是一个很圣洁的基督徒的时候，
when we say that this person is a holy Christian,
复原教的观念，他是一个非常愿意克服肉体，愿意 是这个牵制他自己的情欲，过圣洁的道德生活。
Many people assume that this person is a person that can subject his body and live a holy life.
但是在宗教的观念里面，
but in religiosity,
圣洁是比较属于凛然不可侵犯的特殊的一个宗教地位的阶级。
Holiness are often assumed to be something that is beyond the normal human being.
所以有关于圣洁的观念，
and so in relation to holiness,
每个宗教是不一样，
every faith will have different understanding.
有一些宗教的圣品人，
in the holy person of certain faith,
他们的生活是乱七八糟的，
could lead a very decadent life.
他们淫乱，
they may live an adulterous
他们
life.
他们不诚实，
and a dishonest
玩弄权威，
and play around with politics.
但他们是圣品人，
but because they are set aside as holy,
属于宗教领导层不可侵犯、凛然有威风的一种地位。
They may belong to a certain caste that has been set aside and declared as holy.
所以这个观念就变成因为不同宗教，甚至因为不同的宗派，有很大的差别。
So we see that different faith in the different denomination will look at this issue differently.
20世纪初期的时候，
in the beginning of the 20th century,
德国一个神学家叫做 Rudolf Otto, O-T-T-O.
There is a theologian by the name of Rudolf Otto.
这个人呢，特别跑到东方一趟。
This German theologian went to the East.
这个光景有一点像几百年前一个法学家叫做孟德斯鸠的情形一样。
Similar to a person by the name of Montesquieu.
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 Montesquieu 到东方游行一周以后，
Montesquieu toured the East.
他回到欧洲去。
When he returned to Europe,
他原来不一定要信基督教才有平顺的生活。
He says that, oh, Christianity is not the only way to peace.
如果我们只以为信耶稣才是唯一的一个宗教生活的话，
he said that if we think that Christianity is the only way of religious life,
会不会这是欧洲人的自鸣清高，一种夜郎自大的傲慢呢？
Could it be from the arrogance of the Europeans?
因为我看东方有许多不信耶稣，甚至从来没有听过基督教的人， 他们的生活是非常平定，他们相处非常和平，他们也过着很满足、很快乐的生活。
He said that he has met many people in the East who do not believe in Jesus Christ but live very stable and peaceful life.
我个人相信孟德斯鸠是产生了后来宗教相对性，这个宗教之间的相对性的这个原因。
I believe that Montesquieu is the reason why there is a comparison of religions.
到了19世纪，德国一个很著名的人叫做 Gotthold Ephraim Lessing.
In the 19th century, there's a German philosopher by the name of Ephraim Lessing.
就产生了宗教比较学。
And he proposed the comparison of religion.
那今天我们不讨论这方面。
This is not what we'll discuss.
我只讲当 Rudolf Otto 到东方跑了一圈以后，
after Rudolf Otto went to tour the East,
他真正要找的就是什么叫做圣洁的观念。
He wanted to understand what is the concept of holiness.
后来他就写了一本书叫做 The Idea of Holy.
And he wrote a book entitled The Idea of Holy.
圣的观念到底是什么？
What is this idea?
所以他的观念不等于是一个人过圣洁的生活，没有犯罪，没有伦理上的亏欠，不是从这里看。
He did not look at it from the angle of ethics and action.
他提到 idea of holy 的时候，
when he talked about this idea of holy,
他提到众宗教里面都有相同的三个原理。
He says that all faith has three similar principles.
这种原理在他们感受里面表达出来的。
And this is expressed in their emotions.
所以第一种的感受是什么呢？
The first one
就是伟大的感受。
The idea of grandeur.
在宗教里面你看见伟大的事物。
Within religion, you see grand things.
所以你去敬畏，你去跪下来，那太伟大了。That 就是神圣的意思。
You have a sense of awe and you will worship.
所以 holy means the sense of greatness.
So there is a sense of greatness.
第二
，second，
所以宗教共同的一种的现象是什么呢
？The one principle that is common to all faith.
在最奥秘的地方，人的理性没有办法勾到，人没有办法明白，那就是神圣的境界。
There is a most mysterious place that reason cannot reach, and that is the area of holiness.
所以你发现你的理性是太有限度了。
To help you understand that your reason is finite.
你的言语没有办法表达。
You cannot even express it in words.
甚至你的经验都是太小了。
And your experiences are too limited.
所以你不但有伟大、雄伟、宏伟、伟大的那个神圣的感受。
So first of all, there is this sense of greatness.
你的奥秘不能明白那个很深奥的。那玄妙的那个感受。
Secondly, there is this sense of mystery that you cannot understand.
Sense of mystery, 这是第二方面。第三方面是什么呢？
The third area,
就是宗教把人带到一个神圣不可侵犯的可怕的感觉。
That there is a sense of fear that all religion will bring you into.
所以这是所有宗教里面宗教性共同的一个东西。
And these are common principles in religion.
像你会怕。
You will be afraid.
你感觉到我自己是在审判的下面。
You will feel that you are being judged.
这个灾祸的下面。
That you are about to enter into catastrophe.
在危险的中间。
You are in danger.
那背后有个掌管我的命运的一个神明或者一个力量。
Or there is a force or a divine person who controls your destiny.
这个叫做 sense of awfulness.
And this is the sense of
awe. 这三样都成了神圣的概念。
So all these together give this concept of holy.
这就是为什么当有一些所谓教会灵恩派的领袖犯奸淫的时候，跟随他们的还是增加，不会减少。
This is the reason why some charismatic leaders still have a huge following despite the fact that they commit adultery.
用不言教的观念，他既然过不圣洁的生活，根本不能做领袖。
And we will say that actually they would not be qualified as leaders anymore.
但是从如果保守的观念来看。
But from the understanding of Rudolf Otto,
他还有那个操纵人这三种宗教情操的威力在里面。
If he is able to manipulate these three principles, he will still have power.
还有一种影响力。
Another strength.
从他的奥秘性。
From his sense of mystery.
从他的伟大性。
From the sense of greatness.
从他的那一个的恐怖性。
From the sense of awe.
世人不得不顺从他。
And so people are willing to obey.
今天在21世纪开始的时候，
In the beginning of the 21st century,
你看恐怖分子几乎不是没有宗教的。
You see all terrorists being people who have religion background.
有宗教的人敢犯比无神论更大的犯罪的行为。
You see people with religious belief committing greater crimes than the 80s.
而且他们又可以继续不断用宗教的名义保持他们这个恐怖分子得到的支撑的那个宗教力量。
And continually in the name of the religion, they get support from the people.
因为这些人做了坏事，杀了人，所以信他们的宗教人数就减少吗？
Does that mean that because they have done terror acts, less people will believe in their religion?
不但没有，相反，更多人相信他们的宗教。
In fact, it's the other way around. More people believe in them.
所以这些就是把我们前世中间许多一定应该是如此的那个观念都打倒了。
And this tells us that a lot of our presuppositions are all wrong.
所以今天呢，甚至灵恩派论，我们要用神迹奇事，人才会信。他们就发现，你回教徒没有行过一件神迹，还可以叫千千万万人相信他们。
For example, a lot of charismatics think that we need signs and wonders to make people believe, but the Muslim would not perform a single sign and wonder.
基督教信仰是不是就属于这种宗教性的信仰呢？
So the question is Christianity part of such religions?
我们相信天主教的宗教性比今天基督教的宗教性浓厚的程度多过好几倍。
You believe that the Roman Catholic Church has a religiosity that is a lot more than Protestant churches.
所以如果你不是对真理纯真的认识跟因真理产生的纯真信仰的话，
So if your faith is not based on the truth,
你跑到天主教堂感到很多宗教的力量给你产生一种敬畏出来，到基督教的礼拜堂看见除了一个时钟几个电灯，最多几个电风扇就是。
And if you will enter a Roman Catholic church, you will be in awe of the grandeur of the whole thing. But the Protestant church is very simple.
而且许多现在的礼拜堂都小起来，伟大的感觉没有，奥秘的感觉没有，恐怖更没有，一直发很刷的很亲切。
And many small Protestant churches today, they are not grand. They don't have a sense of mystery. They don't have a sense of awe.
我今天先把这些东西做一个引言。
I want to use all this as an introduction.
要使你重整你圣的观念是什么？
That you may readjust your concept of holiness.
但是基督教不应当停留在宗教的层次里面。
But Christianity is not part of religiosity.
因为耶稣基督跟所有的宗教在不同的地方，他根本不是到世界上创立一个宗教。
Jesus Christ differs from all religious leaders in that he did not come to start a new faith.
基督教应当在救赎的层次里面。
Christianity exists in the realm of salvation.
Yeah, redemptive level.
In the redemptive realm,
not the religious level.
不是宗教的
层面。如果当基督教忘记了我们的救赎性的层次，而掉到宗教制的层次的时候
，If Christianity forgets this status of redemption and falls into religiosity,
先把自己跟别的宗教等量齐观。
We are equating ourselves with other faith.
我们就站在一个不得不对话的这种平等地位的里面。
Because of that, we are forced to have dialogue.
那这个对话这两个字。
The word dialogue
绝对不是使徒们常常或者他们感到应该用的一种方法。
It's certainly not things that the apostles wanted to do.
福音的本身就是个宣布，而不是个教导。
The gospel in itself is a proclamation.
福音的本身是一个宣布，是一个宣判，是一个邀请，而不是一个对话。
It is an invitation, not a dialogue.
所以呢，当我们深深揪到我们是在救赎的层次上宣布神的好消息，呼召人悔改，挑战人归向上帝的时候，
When we realize that we are in the status of redemption, proclaiming the gospel and inviting people to accept the truth,
我们教会就超越了宗教性的层次。
Our church would surpass the level of religiosity.
当然，当教会连这个基本的信念跟这个信仰都已经丢弃的话，
But when the church abandons such fundamental understanding,
我们就落到一个地步，连别的宗教都不要跟我们对话，因为我们被认为是连与他们对话的程度都不够。
We will be in a pathetic stage where other faith will not even bother to want to speak to us.
这里你看见教会的危机性。
So you see the crisis for the church today.
但教会靠着圣灵抓住神的道，持守信仰跟救赎性的立场的时候，
When the church grabs hold on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and insists in its status of redemption,
我们没有妥协的可能。
We will not compromise.
我们也没有妥协的必要。
We will not need to compromise.
我们站在审判全世界的神的权威上。吩咐人悔改，离开罪恶，归向耶稣基督。
Based on the authority that God has given to us, we will be standing in a position where we will command people to turn around and go back to God.
当我们在这一方面的信仰已经丢弃的时候，
But when we forsake such a faith,
我们甚至跟其他的宗教站在同等地位上的资格都没有。
We won't even qualify ourselves to be one with the other faith.
那就变成一个很可怜的一种以基督的名做幌子的一种宗教组织。宗教团体而已。
And pathetic, we will be a pathetic organization, just another religious organization in the name of Christ.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
我相信我前面所讲的这十五分钟的话语。
All these things that I've spoken for the past 15 minutes.
是你平常很少听到的。
Would be things that you are not hear very often.
单单这一段的话，就应该开个研讨会。
We just need a seminar even on all these introductory speech.
重新定位到底教会要走什么路线。
Then we may again determine the direction that the church should go.
到底教会应当怎样传福音。
How we should preach the gospel.
因为在这件事情上混乱的人多得不得了。
There are so many of us who are confused about these things.
灵恩派以为有方言的这个神秘 冒昧性就可以把人带到一个另外一种的宗教的层次。
The charismatics believe that with such mystery and with speaking of tongues, people will be brought into another realm.
他们却没有深深的觉察到许多虚假的宗教都有奥秘性的谎言在其中。
But they do not realize that many false faiths also have this phenomena and signs and wonders.
碎裂的事我不再继续讲下去。
I am not going to continue to speak about this.
那么回到这个系列的最大的主题。
Let us get back to the greatest theme.
既然我们是做圣徒，
since we are all called to be saints,
我们要过圣洁的生活。
We need to live holy lives.
我们对圣洁的观念不停留在宗教层次的里面。
And our concept of holiness is not the same as religiosity.
我们应当从圣经里面找到圣洁真正的意义是什么。
We want to find the true meaning of holiness from the Word of God.
圣洁是神的本质。
Holiness is an attribute of God.
圣洁也是神的属性。
It is also His nature.
圣洁是神自己吩咐人要遵行的命令。
It is a command from God for us.
好的，上帝为使我们可以过圣洁的生活。
In order that we may live holy lives.
他先使我们从罪人变成圣徒，这个叫做圣灵的洗。
The first thing He did was to make us saints from being sinners. This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当我们提到洗这个字的时候，
When we use the word baptism,
没有一个人可以脱离最基本的观念，就是十字成为洁净，这个叫做洗。
Baptism in itself carries a fundamental concept to make clean.
好，今天最多讲圣灵的洗的人，就是圣灵教会灵恩派的人，绝对没有关联到关于洗净的问题。
But many people who preach about baptism, especially the charismatic church, would not place emphasis on cleansing.
所以他们就以为呢，有一个方言的经验，从表象就等于他们领受了圣灵。
The expression is always in the speaking of tongues to signify the acceptance of the Holy Spirit.
他们把圣灵的洗跟讲方言混为一谈。
They equate the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the outward sign of tongues.
就转移了最基本的概念。人应当从罪人变成圣徒，只有圣灵的工作，圣灵的洗和洁净，人才会做到。
And ignore the fundamental concept that we need to become holy through the cleansing of the Holy Spirit.
教会就继续在最基本的错误上继续走错路。
And the church continues in this fundamental error.
所以连最基本的洗就是要洗净的这观念，都从所谓的教会的信仰中间完全除掉了。
And we get rid of this fundamental concept of being cleansed through baptism.
这是一件非常可惜的事情。
This is something regretful.
我再说，我们不能停留在宗教的层次里面。
Again, I say we cannot stay in the level of religiosity.
我不能在宗教对圣的观念中间打滚，那以为自己就是走那条路。
We cannot find the answer among the understanding of all faiths.
是不是复原教观对圣经的观念比较合乎圣经？
Is it the idea of reform faith is more have a better understanding of holiness?
是的，
的 answer is yes.
上帝说你们的一切所行的事上都要圣洁，因为我呼召你们的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Because God said that we are to be holy in everything that we do, because He who calls us is holy.
所以将把圣洁跟行为、跟人格、道德、伦理连在一起，是圣经原有的意思。
This is what the Bible originally said, that holiness ought to be linked with every aspect of our life.
我们不是因为我是圣品人，高人一等来吓人，不是这样。
We are not people who say that we have been proclaimed more holy than you.
当你讲圣地的时候，
When you talk about a sacred ground,
是因为分别为圣被称作圣地，不是因为那地方比较圣洁。
The concept is that the ground has been set aside as holy, not that it is holy in the first place.
但是每次提到圣地的时候，这是宗教性的观念，因为地不需要救赎，所以地没有圣洁的行为。
So this concept of holy land actually is part of religiosity because the land would not need salvation.
摩西，摩西，把你的鞋子脱下来。
Moses, Moses, take off the sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
Because the land upon which you stand is holy.
难道因摩西所站的这个地方是很干净、没有肮脏的吗？
Does that mean that the land is very clean?
有没有可能就在站的那个地方有羊走过去，羊粪一大堆呢？
Could it be that the droppings of the sheep is upon where he stood?
如果有一些羊粪，那个地方还叫圣地吗？
If there are droppings from the sheep, can the place be still holy?
所以哪里的圣的意思是分别，是上帝要特别完全分化出来，跟别的地方不一样。神所在，神所用， 神显现的地方就是圣地。
Of course, it was because the Lord is willing to use that land, and wherever God is, the place is holy.
照样，今天你到圣地去旅行的时候
，In the same manner, if you tour the Holy Land,
你看见可能巴勒斯坦跟犹太人之间的争斗，使那个地方成了全世界最危险、最多流血、最多不和平、相杀事件的地方。
The Holy Land today is a place where the greatest violence and greatest sin because of the struggles between the Israelites and the Palestinians.
这么多流人血的地方还是圣洁的吗？
How can a place that has so much blood be holy?
那个圣地的圣治的观念不是在行为，而是在乎它的地位上已经被分别出来的意思。
And this sense of a holy land is because status-wise people consider it holy.
照样在圣经里面，约沙法王他接近圣殿的时候，
In the same manner, in the Bible, when King Josaphat cleansed the temple,
他可以找出许许多多很重的肮脏污秽的东西，全部堆起来有多重多重。
He got together all the rubbish in the temple.
1953年。
In 1953,
英国女王加冕的时候
，When the Queen of England had a coronation,
用差不多一年的时间把 Westminster Abbey 这个西敏寺大礼拜堂重新整理、重新弄干净。
They spent a year to clean up Westminster Abbey.
你知道他们拿出来的东西脏的跟灰尘一共加起来差不多9000公斤。
There was 9 tons of rubbish that was gathered.
这里几百年的大礼拜堂。
The church was there for centuries.
接近圣殿，接近以前的圣殿，圣不圣？
So this century before cleansing, is it holy?
如果圣殿是圣的，为什么要接近使它圣上加圣呢？
If it is a holy temple, why do we need to cleanse it further?
是不是没有接近以前的圣殿是脏圣殿，接近以后的圣殿是圣圣殿？
Before we clean it up, can we say that this church is a dirty holy church?
圣殿因为有肮脏就变成脏殿。
The sanctuary will not become not holy because of
dirty. 不会因为接近以后就变成更圣之殿。
Nor will it become more holy just because you clean it up.
圣的本身没有程度。
The holiness in itself has no
degree. 所以圣是一个地位，不是一个层次的问题。
Holiness is an issue relating to status, not of degree.
但当圣经说你们是一切所行的上都要圣洁的时候，
When the Bible says we are to be holy in everything we do,
这里不是单单是圣洁地位的一个提醒，
It is not just a reminder of our status of holiness.
圣洁的状态、圣洁的生活、圣洁的行为的一个吩咐。
It is a command relating to the state of our holy living.
这里已经从了 quality 进到 quantity 的 demand 来了。
It is a demand from quality into quantity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天不是停留在宗教地位上论圣洁。
And so we are not just talking about holiness in religion.
我们要进到从救赎的地位化成我们克服救赎生活的行为中间来论圣洁。跟圣洁的代价。
We want to talk about holiness and the price to pay for holiness from the status of being safe, moving into
safety. 所以下面这十几堂你听的跟现在你能买到的所有的属灵书所讲的是不一样的。
I believe that what you will hear for this next few series will be different from what you can find from commentaries.
弟兄们论到圣洁的时候
，When systematic theology talks about holiness，
这时候谈我们要谈的是不一样的事情。
It will be different from what we will discuss.
因为我们专把它归纳专。关注在圣化的感情的这个角度上
，because we want to focus on holy emotions，
这样呢，不是单单地位的圣洁
，not just the status of holiness，
不是单单思想的圣洁
，or holiness in thinking，
不是单单行为的圣洁
，or only in our actions，
感情的圣洁
，but focusing on holy emotions。
我相信这个这样精细的讨论感情的圣洁是很少书本提到的。
I believe very few books will talk with such precision on emotions alone.
今天我要大家思想的是什么呢？
And what we are going to discuss this evening.
基督徒的忧伤是可以成为圣洁的。
Would be the question if a Christian grief can be holy.
肤浅的布道者
，a shallow evangelist，
跟普通传福音的来讲，你信耶稣，信耶稣要喜乐有平安。
Will preach that well, you want to believe in Jesus Christ, you have peace and joy.
喜乐跟平安。福气跟顺利是宗教性里面许多罪人所盼望追求的最后的目标。
In common religion, all sinners want peace and joy.
如果我能顺利
，if everything is smooth,
我能平安
；if I have peace,
我能喜乐
；if I have joy,
我能健康
；if I am healthy,
那么哪一个神可以给我这些，我就甘愿做他的信徒。
I will believe in any God that can promise all these things.
所以这样就不再问哪一个神是真神，哪一个人是假神。
And we will not question which is the true and false God.
只要能做老鼠的，是白是黑，都是好猫。
So long as the cat can catch the rat, it doesn't matter whether it's black or white.
只要满足我罪人需要的，都可以做我的神。
If he can satisfy my need as a sinner, he can be my God.
这不是今天我们要谈的。
This is not what we are going to talk about.
我整个观念中间不是哪样的神满足我，是我怎样才能满足那真正的神。
My concept is not looking for God that will satisfy me, but my question is how I can satisfy the true God.
我一生对亲人们的激励，对他们去劝勉，不是怎样过一个我的理想的生活，要达到一个什么叫的理想的我的地位。
In my entire life, my challenge to the young people has not been how we can get the best life from ourselves, but how we can find the ideal of self.
我要怎样达到那真正可以满足神的那个我应当有的生活？
How can I live a life that truly is pleasing to God?
这样感情的深化也是如此。
This is the same relating to sanctification of emotions.
上帝用他的灵洗净我的时候。
When the Lord cleansed me with His Spirit,
他是洗净我的什么呢？
What did He clean?
当上帝要我过圣洁的生活的时候，
When we say that God wants me to lead a holy life,
我是在哪一部分我需要过圣洁的生活呢？
Which portion of my life should be holy?
当然包括了感情的生活。
It certainly involves our emotions as well.
我们的上帝是富于感情。
Our God is a God of emotions.
我们的上帝是爱的源头。
He is the source of love.
我们的上帝是恨恶罪恶的。
He hates sin.
我们的上帝是对罪人发脾气。
Our God is angry towards sinners.
上帝的怒气天天在他们的身上。
The anger and the wrath of God is upon sinners.
我们的上帝是用笑脸帮助我们。
But our God smiles when He helps us.
我们的上帝给我们在患难中间有喜乐的。
He grants us joy in the midst of our suffering.
所以这位喜怒哀乐全备的上帝。
And this is a God that displays all emotions.
他的儿女有喜怒哀乐的表现是正常的。
It would be normal then for his children to display the same emotions.
如果我做一个基督徒做的不能喜、不能怒、不能哀、不能乐，那才是可怕。
If as a Christian I cannot show any emotions, then it will be horrifying indeed.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
We have been made in the image of God.
有感情的神也把我们造成有感情的人。
A God of emotions has made us to have emotions.
理智的神把我们造成有理智的人。
A God that has reason has made us people with reasons.
有意志的神把我们造成有意志的人。
A God that has a will has made us a people with will.
我有我的意志，神有神的意志。
I have my own will, God has His will.
我有我的感情，神有神的感情。
I have my emotions, so does He.
我有我的思想，神有神的理性。
I have my thinking process, He has His reasoning.
这个人从神被因被造而独立于神之外的存在。
And that's an emotion, that's an existence apart because of the creation of God.
不是使我成为神的抵挡者。
But this should not be the reason why I should oppose Him.
不是抵对者。
Be an opposer to God.
我应当成为与神和谐，与神归于一，顺服神，与神感同感、同表情、同样感受、同样思想的这个顺从的和谐者。
On the other hand, we should be one with God and be in harmony with Him in emotions, in reasons, in everything else.
所以相信神用他自己的灵要接近，使我的感情可以与他和谐。
That we should believe that the Lord has cleansed us with His Spirit, that our emotion will be one with Him.
这个叫做感情的升华。
This is what sanctification of emotions means.
你们唱那一首无论何处去的时候，
In the earlier hymn that we sing, wherever we may go,
主啊，助我爱你所爱。
The stanza say, Oh Lord, help me to love the things that you love.
我所爱的跟你是爱的是相和谐的时候。
That the things, when the things I love is in harmony with the things you love,
我的感情就升华了。
My emotions would have been sanctified.
我们看中国人对感情描写最伟大的几个词句。
There are a few sentences that the Chinese use to express emotions.
天先天下之忧而忧，后天下之乐而乐。
One of them is that we ought to worry about everything based on what the world is worried about and rejoice based on what the world is rejoicing about.
天下是世界最大的名词。
The word 天下 refers to the greatest cosmos.
就是万国万民万邦万邦的意思。
It means all people, all nations, all tribes.
天下是整个宇宙性的人类共同体的，这个叫做天下。
It is a common term to refer to all humanity.
天下就是不分种族、不分文化、不分等级、不分肤色，所有的人类都是一个天下。
Irregardless of race, language, or religion.
所以没有比这个更大的感情。
There is nothing greater than that.
你能够先后处理百姓的感情，与你感情之间怎样同处，怎样和谐，这是很伟大的话语。
And so the Chinese saying says that it would be great if you are able to feel the way all of humanity feels.
先天下之忧而忧。
You worry for humanity first.
后天下之乐而乐。
And you rejoice for humanity as well.
这两句话就描述一个真正的知识分子是哪一种。
And these two sentences describe the true intellectual.
当我们用知识分子这四个字，常常错误的观念，以为多一点读大学毕业叫做知识分子。
When we use the word intellectuals, we often think that it is the scholars.
但是如果不以整个百姓、整个天下共患难、共忧戚、共喜乐，那这个人根本不是知识分子。
A true intellectual would be a person that thinks about all of humanity.
知识分子的知识不是自私的。真理的一些片面的了解，丰富的一个程度。
The intellectual does not just have a superficial understanding of knowledge.
真正的知识分子是知道一些别人没有知道的危险，先看出别人没有看到的危机，而且先体会别人没有体会的困难。
A true intellectual would be a person that can see the crisis that other people cannot see and experience the suffering.
他能为全民制造幸福的可能。
And then create blessings and peace for the people.
大家享受了最好的生活以后，我才跟着过好的生活。这个叫做知识分子是有良心，后天下之忧而忧。
And a true intellectual will ensure that everybody enjoy their life first before he does so.
但是神的话高过人的文化。
But the word of God is higher than the cultural man.
神的话高过人的哲学。
Higher than our philosophy.
上帝说我的意念高过你们的意念。我的道路高过你们的道路。
The Lord said that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, His ways are higher than our ways.
这句话常常被那些要进到神学院的人拿来应用。本来我过去不要做传道，但是神的道路高过我的道路，神的意念高过我的意念，我就进神学读书了。这个叫做这一方面的解经。
Many seminary students use this verse to justify their enrollment into the seminary.
我个人读这节我的看法不一样。
But this is not how I look at this.
意念跟道路就是整个文化的总结经的两方面。
Because the thoughts and the way are the two crystallizations of human civilization.
怎么想你就怎么去行。
You will act the way you think.
所以意念代表 ideology.
And so thought refers to ideology.
意识形态的问题。
The way we think.
而道路代表你的思想生活的模式的问题。
But the way refers to our thought and the way we live our life.
Ideology plus the way of life combined together is called culture, civilization.
And together it becomes the civilization.
上帝说我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
When the Lord says that His way is higher than our ways, His thoughts higher than ours.
意思是什么呢？
What does this mean?
就是你怎样想，你的哲学怎么发展，你的思路永远在我的真理的下面。
It means that no matter how advanced your thinking may be, you will still not reach His stage.
你的生活无论怎样过，怎样接近达到最大的归纳，我的生活的层次方式是高过你们的生活。
It also means that no matter how well we lead our life, the Lord's way will be higher than
ours. 所以，你当顺从我。
And so you need to be obedient to Him.
你要遵行我的道。
You need to submit to His
way. 你要喜悦我的道路。
And love His way.
因为天立地多高，我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念也多高。
And the Lord's way and thoughts are higher than us. The way heaven is higher than earth.
神用我们的话可以有资格批判人类。犯罪堕落以后，任何一个时代所产生的这些思潮、跟生活、跟社会的状态。
Therefore, only His eternal word is qualified to judge all civilization and philosophies.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
就站在这个观念上面。
When we stand upon this concept,
我们勇敢批判这世界堕落以后产生的任何最好的东西。
We will dare judge all the things that come about after the fall of man.
我们愿意我们的感情也顺从神的引导。
We are willing that our emotions be in accordance to the guidance of God.
我现在更详细进入真正的内容了。
Let me go into further details.
我们说呢， 基督徒的忧伤应当可以效法符合和谐上帝的忧伤。
We say that the emotions of grief should be in accordance with God's grief.
跟普遍的福音派的传福音就不一样了。
This is different from the normal preaching of evangelism.
你要信耶稣，你就有喜乐。
We always tell people that believe in Jesus and you have peace and joy.
你信耶稣，你就有平安。
And you will have peace.
从 Cornelius Van Til 的观念来看
，In the concept of Cornelius Van Til，
信的人所讲的话，用同样的名词，跟不信的人听同样的名词。思想观念是完全不一样的两个世界。
When we say some words that are spiritual in nature, the hearer will hear different things.
如果他真的以为他听懂你的话
，If a non-believer really think that he understood what you say,
信耶稣有生病，他就不信了，因为事实我信了没有平安。
When they get sick after they listen to you, they will not believe.
他信了以后还有忧愁，他就离开主了。
And if they still feel sad, they will leave the Lord.
因为你所讲的话根本没有兑现。
The things you say did not come true.
你说信耶稣有喜乐，我现在很多忧伤。
You say believe in Jesus and I have joy, but I have lots of difficulties now.
这个就不是真正圣经的意思了。
This is not what the Bible means.
那么圣经里面有没有告诉我们基督徒有忧伤的呢？
Did the Bible tell us that there will be sorrows for Christians?
基督徒有危险的呢？
That there will be dangers for Christians?
基督徒有疾病的吗？
That there will be diseases for Christians?
基督徒有鳏寡孤独的可能？
That there will be widows among us?
基督徒有做孤儿的？
There will be orphans among us.
被丈夫丢弃的
，where husband will abandon us.
社会所唾弃的人
，where society will forsake us.
有没有痛苦的人呢
？Are there people who are Christians who are in pain?
有忧伤的人呢
？Who are in sorrow?
有
，yes.
不但有
，not only so.
圣经清楚告诉我们，连上帝都在忧伤的中间。
The Bible clearly says that even God grieves.
明白一个忧伤的上帝是何等很难领受的事情。
It is very difficult to understand a grieving God.
因为他如果担当我的忧伤，他自己也在忧伤中间，怎么办呢？最多是同病相怜而已。
How can he take on my grief and be grieving himself? Will be the same.
我12岁的时候呢
？When I was 12,
我们家里来了一个天主教的仆人。
There was a servant that was a Roman Catholic.
这是很难的。
This was quite rare.
请来请去都请到回教徒。
We kept employing Muslims.
怎么突然一个天主教徒到我家里去住
？And suddenly a Roman Catholic servant came.
后来我就试试看问他。
So I went to ask her.
那时候我才12岁。
I was 12.
那我说呢，你天主教徒，你困难的时候怎么办呢
？I say, as a Roman Catholic and you have difficulties, what do you do?
我就跑到礼拜堂去。
She said, I'll go to the church.
我就跑到神父那里。
And go and visit the priest.
那么神父的布幕后面，我在布幕前面。
The priest will be behind the curtain, I will be before him.
我就把我的困难全部告诉他。
I will tell him all my problems.
告诉完了以后，他就说，你平平安安回去。
After that, he will say, live in peace.
我已经赦免你的罪。
I have absolved your sin.
这个是根据圣经的话。
So this is based on the Bible.
马太16章、马太18章、马太28章。
Matthew chapter 16:18-28.
耶稣说：“我把这权柄给你们。”
Jesus Christ said, "I'm all authority has been given to you."
赦免谁的罪，我就赦免他的罪。
I will forgive those whom you forgive.
你留住谁的罪，我就留住他的罪。
And I will remember the sins you retain.
你的地上捆绑的，我天上捆绑。
Things that you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven.
地上所释放，我天上也释放。
Things that you release on earth, I will release in heaven.
那么天主教就照着字面做了这件事，做了差不多2000年。
And so literally they follow that for 2,000 over years.
他们无形中里面已经应用了所谓的辅导学的原理。
And they have used the principles of counseling.
使人心中的痛苦有释放的可能。
That there will be outlet for the pain and suffering in the heart.
有可信任的诉说的对象。
That there will be a person you can talk to.
所以下面就是许多的心灵得到医治了。
So many people are healed emotionally.
那么这个天主教的这个仆人这个讲完了以后呢
？After this servant of mine said this.
我感到也不错。
I thought, well, it's pretty good.
我心里是有怀疑的。
I had some doubts in my heart.
那个神父说：“我赦免你一切的罪。”
The priest said, "Your sins have been forgiven."
我想应该是说：“我知道你一切的秘密。”
He should say, "I know all your secrets."
那么这个听的人就以为真的罪赦免了。
And the person who confesses would think that he's absolved.
这个人本身有没有罪呢？
The person that forgives sin is
sinner. 神父们本身的罪赦免了没有呢？
Are the sins of the priest forgiven?
这些的相信的人根本没有办法去查考的。
The believers would not be able to know.
所以我12岁的时候，我就问这个仆人说。
So when I was 12, I asked this servant,
你困难找神父，让你神父有困难找谁呢
？When you have problem, you look for the priest. When the priest has problems, whom does he go to?
我判断他回答找主教。
I wanted her to say he will look for
the bishop. 我就想问主教有忧愁找谁呢？
Then I will ask when the bishop had problem whom we will look for.
我盼望他回答找红衣主教。
I was hoping that she would say he will look for the cardinal.
那红衣主教有困难找谁呢？
What about the cardinals?
他一定会说呢找这个教皇。
He she will say he will look for the pope.
我再问他的教皇有困难找谁呢？
Then I will say what about the pope?
当然他一定会说找耶稣基督。
Then she will say look for Jesus Christ.
我就告诉他我每天去找耶稣基督。
Then I tell her every day I look for Jesus Christ.
你不像你这样团团团绕一大圈。
I don't have to go round and round in circles.
我想不到他不给我机会。
But she did not give me this opportunity.
他的回答使我到今天还吓了一跳。
Answer still shocked me.
或者你有困难忧愁，告诉神父，你神父有忧愁，告诉谁呢
？I said, whom does your priest go to when he has problems?
你知道他怎么回答的
？The answer she gave was,
瞪着我
，She stared at me,
把我当成傻瓜一样的回答
，As if I was an idiot.
神父怎么还有困难
？She said, How can a priest have problems?
神父怎么还有忧愁
？How can the priest be sad?
到了这里我就没有办法讲下去
，I could not answer.
不能一直再追下去了
，Because that's the end of the question.
相信做了神父就没有困难。
She believed that as a priest you have no problem.
怪不得他不能做神父，因为他有困难。
So she cannot be a priest.
那么神父就没有困难是圣经的教训吗
？Is this from the Bible?
没有
，No.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says.
保罗说
，The Apostle Paul.
我讲真话
I say,
有良心做见证
My conscience is a witness.
圣灵感动
The Holy Spirit moves me.
所以他讲一句真话还有三样在后面支持他
He said the truth and he has three supporting witnesses.
我在基督里讲真话
I say the truth in Christ.
我凭良心讲真话
By my conscience.
有圣灵感动讲真话
With the Holy Spirit.
我是常常大有忧愁
I'm a person that is always in great grief.
既然你说传道的没有忧愁假的
Therefore, a preacher also have grief.
你说的神父没有忧愁，假的。
It is not true that a priest has no problems.
因为启示真理给保罗的圣灵，叫保罗说，圣灵感动我，良心做见证，我是大有忧愁。
The Holy Spirit that inspired Paul tells Paul to write down that he has sorrows.
那么保罗的忧愁跟那些不信主的忧愁一样不一样呢？
But is his sorrow the same with those of the non-believers?
当然不一样。
Of course, it was different.
因为保罗已经是成圣的了。
The Apostle Paul is a saint.
所以我们只能说保罗忧愁是圣洁的忧愁。
We can only say that his sorrow must have been holy sorrow.
不信的人忧愁是自己死的忧愁。
And the sorrow of the non-believer is a sorrow that will bring them to death.
这样就有圣化的忧愁出来。
And therefore, there is such a thing as holy grief.
今天是第一堂，所以我前面讲了很多。
Today is our first session in the new series.
接着我们直接提到到底基督徒圣化的忧愁是怎样的忧愁呢
And so I spoke a lot, but now we want to talk about holy grief.
我今天提到四个方面。
There are four areas.
第一个方面是什么呢
The first one.
因为最初悔改认罪的忧愁。
The grief that comes from our first repentance.
一定要有的。
This is something that must have.
不可缺乏的。
Something that you cannot lack.
否则你一定不是真的基督徒。
Or you cannot be considered as a true Christian.
基督徒之所以成为基督徒
For us to be Christians,
因为他被圣灵光照，被圣灵感动，他照着上帝的意思，看见自己怎样违背上帝。
It come about because the Holy Spirit has illuminated us, and we see the way we have opposed God.
当他用神圣洁的眼光来看自己，怎么我变成一个这样肮脏污秽的人，他就忧愁起来。
And through the holy eyes of God, we are able to see our filth, and so we grieve.
悔改绝对不是罪人自己能产生出来的事情。
Repentance is not something that the sinner can produce.
甚至行善绝对不是堕落以后的人从自己能产生一个因。
It's just like good works cannot possibly come from a fallen human being.
善在别的宗教是罪人所有的一个因。
In good works, in other faith, is a cause for sinners.
但是在基督教里面，善从来在人里面不可能成为一个因。
But in Christian understanding, goodness cannot be a cause for sinners.
神的本身是善的种子，是善的本体，是善的因。
The true cause of goodness for us must be God.
人的善行是领受神的因，神的种子，新生命进到我们里面产生的果子，才是叫做善。
And we do good things only because we have received goodness and the seed from God.
这样善在圣经的教训绝对不会从亚当的后裔里面自己产生出来。
In the understanding of the Bible, the good work cannot possibly come from the descendants of Adam.
只有一位是良善的，就是上帝。
There is only a one person that is good as God.
今天把它推到这一点里面来。
In the same manner, when we look at it from the same angle,
刚刚信主的悔改绝对不是罪人自己能产生的一个因。
True repentance, when you first accept Jesus Christ, cannot possibly have come from yourself.
罪人能够第一次真正照着上帝的圣洁看自己的污秽，痛苦悔改，是圣灵工作的一个果。
As a sinner, repentance is a result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵没有动工，
if the Holy Spirit did not work,
没人可以知道自己的罪。
Not a single human being is able to understand their own sin.
圣灵没有做工，
if the Holy Spirit did not work,
没人为自己这辈子。
Not a single human being will rebuke themselves.
圣灵没有做工，
if the Holy Spirit did not
work, 没人会发现神圣洁的要求。
Not a single person will understand the holy demands of God.
如果圣灵没有做工，
if the Holy Spirit did not work,
没有个人能够照着上帝的标准看自己怎么违背神而痛苦。
Not a single person will grieve over the way they are far away from the standards of God.
照样若不是出于圣灵的感动，没有个人称耶稣为主。
In the same manner, if you were not for the Holy Spirit, not a single one of us will call Jesus as Lord.
你把整个问题看到这么周全的时候，
when you have this comprehensive understanding,
你就发现非归正的神学是站不住脚的。
You will see that non-reformed theology cannot stand.
因为以自己可能悔改，以自己可能产生信心，以自己可以讨上帝喜悦，这就表示不需恩典的神学。
Those who think that they themselves repented, they make all the decisions, this means that they do not need God.
改革运动的提到 sola gratia 是绝对绝对千千万万符合圣经的意义的。
In the Reform understanding, sola gratia by grace alone is in accordance to the Bible.
你把这些话听懂了以后，
if you understand all this,
那你就免去许多挣扎不需要跑的冤枉路。
You will be able to move in a very short way without making many
mistakes. 如果你是存着神给你感动你追求的心到上帝面前，
especially when you have come before the Lord with a sincere heart seeking Him,
就比那些不是真正被神感动随便自己要得到一些学分而读神学的人更靠近圣经。
You are closer to the Bible than those who just want to graduate from the seminary.
我们再回到这个题目。
Let us return to this topic.
基督徒的第一个忧伤，
the first grief,
是悔改的时候为最痛苦的忧伤，
will come when we repent and grieve over our sins.
悔改的忧伤，
the grieving of repentance,
不是罪人自己能产生出来的，
not something that we produce ourselves,
是圣灵的工作产生的果效，
but it is the product of the work of the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵的感动去忧伤，
and we grieve by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
照着上帝的原则去定自己的罪。
And by the principle of God, we judge ourselves.
这种忧伤痛悔的心是上帝没有轻看。
This is something that the Lord would honor.
或者换一句话说，你心灵破碎了。
In other words, when you come to the Lord with a broken heart,
看见自己是罪人，你痛苦。
You grieve because you have discovered yourself as a sinner.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
忧伤痛悔的心，上帝并不轻看。
The Lord will not despise a broken spirit.
你心灵破碎了。
When you come to the Lord with a broken heart,
你发现自己是个罪人。
When you discover your sins,
那你就有盼望了。
You will have hope.
我告诉我在讲，不是你人破碎，有心灵跑出来，会吓死人的。
It is not for you to be physically broken and your spirit comes out.
圣经从来没有上帝要人人破碎。要人灵跑出来，圣经没有这个教训。
The Bible has never taught that we should be broken, that our spirit can come out.
这是尼特森的错误。
This is a mistake by Watchman Nee.
如果把这个题目转过来换一换比较好，灵的破碎，人的出来，那好。
The topic should be turned the other way around. The brokenness of the spirit, but the emergence of the human.
人的破碎没有这个教训，圣经上帝从来不要人破碎，要人完全。
Watchman Nee says that we should be broken, but the Bible does not say so.
人破碎了，灵跑出来，我一定吓死了。
How can the human being be broken and the spirit emerge?
反过来，心灵破碎，整个人出来，那就对了。
The brokenness should be in our heart and spirit, that our whole human being should come forward.
忧伤痛悔的灵，
a spirit that grieves.
上帝必不轻看。
The Lord will not despise.
也就是真正第一次悔改认罪的时候，
when you truly repent,
那个忧伤。
That grief
是圣洁的忧伤，
is a holy grief.
那个忧伤，
that grief
是圣灵工作的果效，
It is a product of the book of the Holy Spirit.
忧伤
that grieving
是你蒙悦纳的当初
is how you are pleased by God.
蒙上帝悦纳的开始
and beginning of being pleased by God.
是第一种忧伤
This is the first grief.
第二种
the second one.
一个基督徒的圣洁的忧伤，第二忧伤是什么呢？
What is this second holy grief?
就是自己与自己征战，借着付代价，克服己身，要过圣洁生活而产生的忧伤。
This is a grief that comes when we struggle with ourselves in order to lead a holy life.
你的圣灵的光照之下，你就知道，人最大的仆人不是在外面，最大的敌人就是他自己。
When you're illuminated by the Holy Spirit, you will realize that your greatest enemy is yourself.
所以保罗在两千年以前，好像讲了一句非常克服这个撒特，也就是法国存在主义哲学家的哲学词句一样的话语。
The Apostle Paul says 2,000 years ago a word that is similar to the philosopher Sartre.
保罗说，我是攻克己身，叫身负我。
He says that I subject my body and bring it into submission.
当保罗讲这句话的时候，他站在主体的地位，或者站在客体的地位。
When he says that, is he objective or subjective?
Was he a subject or an object?
Was he an object or subject?
我攻克自己的身体。
He says, I subject my body.
叫我的身体要服我。
That my body will submit to me.
我现在把我自己的身体当作我的对象。
Now I treat my body as an object.
我是主体，我是客体。
And there's the object and the subject.
我要叫我这个，我一定要顺服我。
I want the subject to obey me.
这样呢，这个撒旦说呢，有自我存在。跟非我存在之间的相对性。
And Sartre said there is an enemy of the self in existence, two of them.
Being in itself and being to itself. 这样，我这个存有是自我对自我的关联，有关系的阻隔，相对的一个存在。
There is a relative existence between ourselves and the being that we want to treat.
我不能让自己堕落下去。
I cannot allow myself to continue to fail.
我要过圣洁的生活。
I want to lead a holy life.
我相信基督徒真正追求圣洁的时候，发现问题不在别人，问题就在你自己里面。
All Christians that seek to lead a holy life will know that the problem lies with ourselves.
你发现你里面有了圣灵。
You find that you have the Holy Spirit.
你发现你里面的情欲跟圣灵相争。
But your desires is against the Holy Spirit.
情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争。
And so there is a battle and struggle between the two.
要使我不能做我所要做的。
And we cannot do the things that we desire to do.
像我们在征战的中间。
In the midst of this struggle.
征战的中间，我们有失败。
We will fail sometimes.
当我们失败的时候，我们很痛苦。
When we fail, we will grieve.
当我们自己不能胜过自己的时候。
When we cannot have victory over ourselves.
我们觉得我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体？
We say, woe to be to us who can deliver me from this dying body.
这些话表现你正在追求圣洁的过程中间，受还没有得胜而有的痛苦。
This means that in the process of holiness, you are grieving over this.
这是基督徒的第二种忧伤。
This is the second grief.
我不知道你真正为你的罪痛苦过没有。
I do not know whether you have grieved over your own sins.
你这一生曾经有一次跪在上帝面前流泪说：“主啊，赦免我，因为我是一个罪人。”
Have you ever knelt before the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, forgive me because I am a sinner"?
你没有得救以前。
Before you are saved,
因为圣灵感动
，because the Holy Spirit moves you,
你曾经破碎心灵到上帝面前没有
？Have you come before the Lord with a broken spirit?
你得救以后
，after you be saved,
自己征战
，when you struggle with yourself,
神圣的过程中间
，in the process of sanctification,
你曾经为了追求圣洁而曾经忧伤在上帝面前没有
？Have you grieved before the Lord because you wanted to lead a holy life?
这两样有的话
，if you have these two areas,
不但得救，你又在得胜的过程中间。
Not only are you saved, you are also in the process of victory.
不但你领受生命，你领受更丰盛的生命。
Not only have you received life from God, you have received more abundant life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是第二种圣徒的忧伤。
This is the second grief of the saints.
第三种的忧伤是什么呢？
The third type of grief.
就是我称呼叫的叹世之忧。
I call it as the grief of sighing.
当你看见世界的败坏的时候，
When you look at the decadence of the world,
你心中有个说不出来的痛苦。
In your heart, there is deep grief.
你为世风日下而哀叹。
You grieve because of the way the world is.
你为世俗的青年堕落而痛苦。
You are in pain because of the decadence of the young people.
就像刚才所讲的，先天下之忧而忧。
Just as what we say in a Chinese saying, you grieve for humanity.
因为你还没有看到别人跌倒以前，你先就察他们的危机就在前头。
Because you can see the crisis they are all heading towards.
当没有发现仇敌四周的时候，你已经认清出来这些仇敌就要击败他们。
And you can identify the enemies that will trap them.
这样呢，你在四周的困难中间，先用忧伤后悔的良心。为别人祷告
，and so you pray for them because you are grieving for them.
这是很尊贵的。
This is something very precious.
对中国人知识分子的这种心情，我是非常佩服。
I will respect all Chinese intellectuals that feel in this way.
唯一的批判是什么呢
？My only criticism.
先天下之忧而忧。
That we ought to grieve for the humanity.
后天下之乐而乐。
And rejoice with humanity.
无论忧无论乐。
It doesn't matter whether you grieve or rejoice.
都在天下搞来搞去，天下。
The problem is that we grieve for humanity alone.
啊，基督徒的感情是什么
？But for the Christian,
照天上之忧而忧。
We ought to grieve according to heaven.
照天上之乐而乐。
And rejoice according to heaven.
照着天上之忧为世界忧。
We ought to grieve for the world based on the grief of heaven.
照着天父的乐为世界乐。
We ought to rejoice for the world based on the joy of the Father.
我们的 synchronization of our emotion is with our Father, the Father of the universal mankind.
所以我们的情感是跟整个世界的天父一致的。
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
这样的第三种忧愁。
The third type of grief.
为世人哀叹的忧愁。
This is a grief that comes when we sigh for the world.
这种忧伤呢，你在耶利米书的书信里面看得很清楚。
You can see this clearly in the writing of the prophet Jeremiah.
他盼望他整个头变成水，可以继续不断流泪为别人痛苦。
He was so grieved that he wanted his whole head to become a continual tears for others.
这样的忧伤在耶稣的生活里面流露得很清楚。
We see this clearly from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我特别引用一节的圣经
，especially from a certain
scripture Bible. 就是彼得书信里面所讲的。
Well, we can read in the epistles of Peter.
罗德在索多玛、俄摩拉的时候
，when Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah,
一心为他们的犯罪，天天伤痛。
He grieved for them daily.
我们从前从小的都是听牧师们专讲亚伯拉罕多么好，专骂罗德多么不好。
When we are young, we listen to people praise Abraham and curse Lot.
直到有一天，我发现圣经说罗德是个义人，我吓了一跳。他是一个坏人，怎么是义人
？One day I read the Bible that says that Lot was righteous.
罗德是一个义人吗
？Was he righteous?
是
，He was.
他是一个蒙上帝称义的人。
He was a person that was considered righteous by God.
遵循义的原则的人。
He was a person that fulfilled righteous principles.
他把义放在他家庭中间做家庭教义原理的人。
He was a person that educated his family in the principle of righteousness.
他保守义人应当有的心智的人。
He was a person that fulfilled the principle of righteousness.
义心还是敏感为别人伤痛的人。
He was a person that grieved for sinners.
保罗，这罗德是一个义人。
Lot was a righteous person.
虽然对他的叔叔或者伯伯很不客气
，although he was not too nice to his uncle，
但是他到底持守了义人应当有的圣洁的身份。
But he led a holy life nonetheless.
不但如此
，not only that，
当索多玛、俄摩拉要被烧的那一天
，when Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed，
从他的口里他还说，我的两个女儿到今天还是处女。
He proclaimed that his two daughters remain virgins.
今天基督徒。新加坡的长老
，The elders of Singapore，
你家里的女儿还是处女吗
？Are your daughters virgins？
你敢说罗德不是义人吗
？So we cannot say Lot was not righteous。
你有没有为新加坡的败坏伤痛
？Have you grieved over the decadence of Singapore？
罗德为什么住在索多玛
？Why was Lot at Sodom？
他是基督徒。
He was a Christian。
为什么住在索多玛
？Why did he live there？
因为跟亚伯兰住在一起赚不了大财。
Because he could not make much money with Abraham.
自己发展。
He wanted to develop himself.
自己发挥。
Has his own business.
跑到大的城市。
He went to the big city.
跑到热闹的地方做生意。
A place with prosperity.
结果一面是基督徒，一面糊涂。
On the one hand, he was a Christian, but he did a lot of wrong things.
一面是义人，一面住在罪人中间。
Although he was a righteous person, he lived among the unrighteous.
一面保守自己的女儿还是处女，他没有办法好找到处男。
He was able to protect his children and her daughters become virgins, but he could not find righteousness. But this is the way many Christians are today.
结果发财发财，最后索多玛、俄摩拉被烧的时候， 他一块钱都带不出来，他不过是仅仅得救而已。
In the end, he escaped without any of his possessions.
真是可怜。
So it was sad.
上帝为罗德做见证最伟大的一句话，就他的一心天天伤痛。
And the greatest thing that has been said about him was that he grieved for the sinners.
比你从长大的人在哪里？
The people who have grown up with you, where are they today?
非基督徒的青年在哪里？
Where are the non-believing Christians?
你礼拜天做礼拜，他去看电影。
The young people are at the movie house.
你晚上追求信仰的时候，他去找经营。
When you are here, they are visiting the prostitutes.
你洁身自好，没有犯罪，他生活奢华艳落。
Although you try to lead a holy life, they lead a decadent life.
你结婚以前保守圣洁，他寻花问柳。
Although before you get married, you maintain your own status.
请问为你四周的人，你曾经难过没有？
The question is, have you grieved for these people?
你忧伤的程度到什么地方？
How much have you grieved for them?
第一个忧伤，
The first grief,
我是罪人，所以我忧伤。
Come about when I realize I'm a sinner.
第二个忧伤，
The second grief,
我要过圣洁生活，所以我忧伤。
Come about because I struggle for
sin. 第三个忧伤，
The third grief,
我得救了你还没有，我忧伤。
Comes about because I realize the other person has not received salvation.
灵性的长进。
And so step by step we grow spiritually.
把你自私为中心，到以别人为你的心怀、为你的祈祷的对象、广泛的爱的这个灵性的长进。
We will grow spiritually from self-centeredness to being concerned for other people in prayer.
这是第三样。
This is the third way.
一步一步长进。
And we grow step by step.
到了第三步的时候。
When you reach step three,
你就以别人的忧伤为你的忧伤。
You would grieve for other people.
以别人的堕落为你的责任。
And be feel responsible for their decadence.
在别人的亏欠，在别人的跌倒上找到自己的亏欠。
And when they fall, you will find your own errors.
这是第三个步骤。
This is the third principle.
第四个步骤是什么呢？
The fourth one.
就是把整个民族、整个同胞得救的问题挂在自己的肩头上。
It's when you put upon your shoulders the destiny of salvation for
the entire world. 这就是罗马书九章第一节到第三节所讲的话。
This is what we see in Romans chapter 9 verses 1
to 2. 保罗说我在基督里讲真话。
The apostle Paul says, I speak the truth in Christ.
我良心作证里面。
And my conscience bear witness.
我是受圣灵感动讲出来的。
And the Holy Spirit moves me.
我是心中大大伤痛。
I have great sorrow.
我极其忧伤。
And unceasing anguish in my heart.
为我弟兄，为我骨肉之亲。
For the sake of my brothers, those of my own race.
受主与基督分离，我也甘愿。
I am willing to be cursed and cut off from Christ.
有人伤心到这个地步吗？
Is it possible to be so much in grief?
保罗，你为什么伤心？
You ask Paul, why are you grieving?
我得救了。
You are, I'm really saying.
但我的兄弟没得救。
But my brothers have not.
我的父母没得救。
Not my parents.
我的表哥没得救。
My cousins neither.
我的亲戚没得救。
My relatives.
我大数千千万万的亲戚同胞都没得救。
And so many of my people are not saved.
犹太人有几十万，我的犹太人没得救。
Tens of thousands of Jews in Jerusalem have not been saved.
整个犹太全地。
In the whole of Judah,
多少亚各十二支派的子孙都没有得救。
So many descendants of the 12 tribes are not saved.
我怎能为他们忧伤痛苦？
How can I not grieve for them?
这是第四个层次的忧伤。
This is the fourth type of grieving.
基督徒有忧伤吗？
Do we have grief?
有。
Yes.
什么忧伤？
What sort of sorrow?
圣洁的忧伤。
Holy sorrow.
为什么叫圣洁的忧伤？
Why do we call it holy?
我悔改的时候，我认罪，我忧伤。
When I repent, I am grieving.
我追求圣洁的时候，有小罪我都很忧伤。
When I struggle for holy living, a small sin will grieve me.
不但有这两个忧伤。
Not only these two types.
我看见世界这么多败坏的事情，我忧伤。
I grieve for the world and its decadence.
看到这么多人在犯罪的生活，我忧伤。
I grieve for the many sinners around me.
到最高峰的时候。
But the culmination comes.
我的百姓的灭亡，责任在我身上。
That I feel responsible for the destruction of my people.
我的同胞听福音，责任在我肩上。
That I feel responsible for my people's gospel.
为我骨肉之亲。
For the people that are close to me.
我必须要被救主。
Even if I am to be cursed.
基督分开。
And to be cut aside from Christ.
我也甘愿。
I am willing to do that.
只要他们可以得救。
So long as they be saved.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当这四大忧伤在你生命中间的时候。
If you are able to express these four different types of grieving,
你是一个敬神爱人的人。
You would be a person that is close to God and love human beings.
你成为整个时代，成为整个民族， 的一个祝福。
You will be a blessing for your generation and your people.
愿上帝赐福。
May the Lord bless all of us.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
I never stop at this.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let us stand up together and pray.